Hi everyone, this is JP, and you are listening to the Exploring EOS podcast. Today I'd like to talk about another one of my ideas for a project for the EOS blockchain. This one I'd like to call the EOS dollar. It's a stablecoin concept that also pays interest. So, should be kind of interesting. I'm not completely sure it'll work, but I just wanted to put it out there like some of my other episodes like this, to see if there's anybody out there who'd like to take this up and run with it, to see if it's a good idea. Maybe it needs to be changed, tweaked, but this seems like it could be pretty cool. And the idea originally was generated in my mind because of the recent issues with the price of RAM. So basically, an EOS account requires some RAM, airdrops require RAM, and the price of RAM had gotten very high. So the cost of creating an account on EOS started to rise, and it's kind of a problem when it's a little too expensive to create an account. It should be very inexpensive to create an account to drive adoption in places like the developing world, where maybe just creating an account would be way too expensive, but actually using EOS might be very beneficial. So we don't want a barrier to entry like that. Now, I had similar ideas to the one I'm going to present, but I didn't really have it all kind of worked out until this RAM issue came up, and I started thinking about how could we provide a free account for people. So there are many solutions that have been put forward to lower the price of RAM or lower the amount of RAM an account actually needs, but there aren't any proposals that will actually eliminate the need for RAM or the cost of creating an account, because that's just how EOS works. And so I have a partial solution to this that is also going to be kind of an interest-bearing stablecoin. Now, I'm not sure if these accounts will actually be able to hold every type of token or even EOS itself. I think that would be possible, but in kind of the worst-case scenario, this would just be an account, a free account for the EOS dollar, basically. So this is kind of similar to the concept of a Bitcoin-backed token on EOS that I had blogged about over at exploringeos.com. You can find that over there. But it has some changes and improvements, and it's built completely with EOS, not with Bitcoin at all, so it's better in many respects. So anyway, this would basically be run by a smart contract that would act sort of kind of like a bank, and you send your EOS to the account of the smart contract, and the smart contract would then mint EOS dollars, which I will call EDR, EDR coin. And these new EDRs are created at the current US dollar price of EOS. So if EOS is at $7, you get 7 EDR. If EOS is at $20, you get 20 EDR. And that would be done basically using an oracle to find the US dollar price. So this way, there would be one EDR for $1. And the only way to create new EDRs of EOS. So one twist here is that the EOS is not redeemable. So you're spending that EOS or selling that EOS. It's not really spending or selling, but you're minting these EDR tokens. And so from the perspective of the user who just created the EDR coins, they have burned their EOS. They can't get their EOS back. So it's kind of a proof of burn type of situation, which there are some other projects that use something kind of like that. It's not the same as proof of burn as a consensus mechanism, but it's as a coin creation mechanism. So they are gone forever from the user perspective. It's an irreversible exchange. And that sounds bad at first, but there are some benefits to this. And for one, it enables free account creation. Now, how does this create a free account? Well, the smart contract account would create sub-user accounts. So in EOS, unlike Bitcoin and Ethereum, there are actually different levels of permissions on an account, and those have different public and private keys, is my understanding. And I believe this is possible. I'm not completely sure, but I believe it's possible that many, many sub-accounts or user accounts that are like a lower permission. So you can't, with one of these sub accounts, you can't control the whole wallet. You can just control your little account on the wallet. So the smart contract would create a sub user account, and that account would serve as your EDR wallet account. And the RAM required to maintain that account would be purchased with the EOS that you use to create the account. So this way, instead of having a cost for the account where you spend it to buy RAM and then it's kind of stuck and your EOS that you use to buy RAM is gone and you have the RAM and the account, this way it's actually, there would be a minimum deposit amount to create the account. So you'd still have access to the value of the EOS that you use to purchase RAM because it would still be exchanged for that value, but that would go to creating the account. So I think with this also, each sub-account would actually probably need less RAM than a full-fledged regular EOS account. Not positive about that, but I think that might be the case. So that makes it more RAM efficient just generally. But then also you get access to those, the EDRs in the amount of the RAM that you also bought. So basically, again, this is like a minimum deposit rather than a purchasing of an account. So that minimum deposit goes in, and if you do more than the minimum, then that EOS goes somewhere else, but it's also kind of burned more or less from the user perspective. It's not actually burned. We'll talk about that in a minute. And this is an improvement for people for whom something like a $10, $20 account is just too expensive. Instead, you could put $10 in and have access to that $10 worth of value to spend and trade and things like that, and then still have the account. So it's also an improvement because it would give users a stable coin that pays interest. So this creates a free account, but it also creates a stable coin that pays interest. So let me move on to those points. It's a stable coin because it can only be created at a value of $1. Therefore, when the demand for the coin goes up, the price begins to rise. The arbitragers will exchange EOS to create new EDRs. And that's because they're basically getting them for a discount, and they can sell them onto the market to make a 10% profit, or 10 cents per EDR, until the price falls again to $1. So there would be a strong incentive for people to make money if the price starts to rise using the system. Now, with all stablecoins, the downside is actually harder to handle and manage, but I believe this solution gives a new, different way to protect the value of a stablecoin from dropping too far below $1. And basically, the first way this happens is that once enough confidence is built up, speculators will buy the coin when it dips because they will hope that they can sell it back when it goes back up to a dollar or more. And so this is similar to the upside mechanism, but it's not as strong because there really needs to be a lot of confidence in the EOS dollar. And I don't think that's really enough, especially before widespread adoption happens and that confidence is built. The price could easily be tanked without enough buyers who would buy it hoping it would go up or knowing that it would go up. So that really needs a lot of kind of psychological backing before that really kicks in. But here's the thing. The EDR, EOS dollar, introduces another incentive for people to buy when the price dips. And it's also a mechanism to hold it. And that incentive is paying interest. As the price of the coin goes down, the effective interest rate increases. And this would put a floor on the price. So for example, if the interest rate for holding EDR was, say, 5%, and then the price of the EDR dropped by 10%, it went down to 90 cents per EDR instead of a dollar, you could buy it at 90 cents, and you'd still be getting the 5% interest rate. But that 5% interest rate on 90 cents is actually a 5.5% interest rate. So the interest rate would effectively rise as the price drops. This, I guess, kind of similar to bonds, but pretty different in other ways. So the effective interest rate could kind of skyrocket if the price of this tanked, and that would cause a lot of money to come back in and drop the interest rate and raise the price. So eventually there would be some sort of equilibrium that would hopefully be close to a dollar. Now, how do we actually pay the interest? As I mentioned, the EOS contributed to mint the EOS dollar, EDR, was effectively burned from the perspective of the user. However, that EOS above what is used to buy RAM for the account, and there would probably be some also staked to run the contract itself, taken out of this, a small percentage. All that above those two is just sitting in the account of the smart contract. So from the perspective of the smart contract, it's not completely burnt. Now, it would be restricted from being sent anywhere or sold or anything like that, but the smart contract would be able to rent out those tokens, the EOS tokens, on the market to make a return. So this creates a backing to the EDR that is kind of EOS backed, but it's also it's kind of almost more like EOS rental market backed. I guess it kind of depends on how you look at it. So that rental income is received in EOS, and the smart contract would then automatically use that EOS to mint new EDR using the same process that users go through. And that would lock up more EOS to increase the rental returns in the future. Nice compound interest there. And then those newly minted EDR are then distributed as an interest rate to the accounts holding EDR. I would suggest that there be some sort of staking or time frame of holding the EDR before you actually get the interest on them. So something like you only receive the interest if you've held the coins for 3 days or longer, or something, a feature to put your EDR into a locked state, and only in that state could then they then receive interest. Another option could be, you know, you have to have a minimum number of EDR before you start getting interest. Kind of depends on how the contract works. That might be necessary, I guess. Okay, the smart contract would take the rental income and distribute it proportionally to the EDR holders whose coins have been held for the required time or are above the minimum. And so the effective interest rate that you would receive would actually depend on many factors, not just the rental rate for EOS, the market rate, but also the percentage of tokens that are held for the required time frame and the percentage of EOS required to buy RAM or stake. So those are going to be kind of moving targets, moving variables. It also depends on the price of EOS to some degree. So that would be a hard calculation to do without actually putting it into practice. But the way this works would put upward pressure on the price of EOS as well, because a lot of it is being taken off the market. Like, it's not going to be traded. It's just going to be staked for rental. So it could also provide higher rental income than if you just rented your EOS directly, because at any given time, there may be less than 100% of the EDR coin holders would be staked or would have held for the waiting period or whatever. So because of that, it could definitely be a higher interest rate than just staking your EOS directly. Even more downside protection can be seen, because if somebody sells a large amount of their EDR, or a large amount of EDR of the total amount, they stop receiving interest. So this instantly reduces the pool of interest receivers. So this would make it so there are fewer coins receiving the amount of the total income. Now the total income, rental income, doesn't change at that point, just the total number of people receiving it. And so the effective interest rate would spike, also increasing the incentive for purchasing more EDR. So I think this is a pretty interesting way to protect on the downside while at the same time providing a stable coin and interest. I think it's really interesting. I don't know that it would work. It kind of combines a few different ideas. So you could probably take out the free account situation and still do something like this. But I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. If I actually understand how the sub accounts on EOS work, and it's entirely possible that I don't, I think the accounts created here for free might also be able to hold EOS and EOS-based tokens. So it would potentially be something similar to having a bank account. And Dan Larimer has kind of talked about this a little bit in terms of the governance aspect with their Constitution version 2, of saying that, instead of having a lot of the governance for the whole chain, that you would kind of opt into a smart contract that's a bank, and you would get the governance that way. Now, this EDR smart contract could have a constitution, arbitration forum, etc., to give some legal framework to work under and giving rights and recourse to the users. So that could be another interesting addition to this. And, I was thinking it could be also used with multiple coins, like allowing the contract to accept Bitcoin and then the contract just automatically sells it for EOS. But I think with distributed exchanges coming down the pike, that'd be kind of duplicating that, making it unnecessary. So yeah, one last point, I guess, is I don't really know how a lot of these stable coins actually handle what happens if the asset that they've pegged to goes through some sort of hyperinflation or something like that. So the US dollar potentially could go through a huge inflationary event or time frame, in which case it would no longer be a stable asset to peg the EOS to. So, you know, I was thinking with something like this, you could potentially decouple it from the US dollar if hyperinflation occurs through the arbitration process. So you could set like a certain amount percentage of inflation within the smart contract, and then EDR token holders could then file arbitration claim when the inflation goes crazy, and it could be decoupled and kind of become its own, you know, floating asset, but, you know, not backed by the dollar, which is dropping in value. So I don't know, that's an interesting aside. Anyway, so this is the EOS dollar EDR token concept. Let me know what you think. Head over to exploringeos.com and comment on the YouTube video, and let me know what you think. Maybe you've got some way to improve this, but either way, I like contributing these ideas to the EOS ecosystem. A lot of very interesting things coming down the pipeline with EOS and being made available and possible. So anyway, appreciate you exploring EOS with me today, and have a good one. The content of the Exploring EOS show, videos, and website are for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, legal, or professional advice of any kind. You should not take action on any information provided without first consulting a professional advisor and doing your own due diligence. Investing in cryptocurrencies is risky. Please seek professional help.